Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
On Christmas Eve in 2014, something amazing happened in Havana, Cuba. For the first time, a Broadway musical was produced in the communist country in 50 years. And that musical was Rent. Jr., an actor and theater director himself, starred as Angel in Rent on Broadway. Andy is Cuban-American. His mother, who was ordered to leave Cuba during the revolution, was very vocal about her opposition to this project. But despite his family's concerns, Andy headed to Cuba along with a choreographer, audio engineers, musicians, and the costume designer from the original Broadway production, and a documentary camera crew helmed by Cuban-American director Victor Patrick Alvarez. Andy had only a few months to pull off this production, and it was anything but easy working with an inexperienced cast who only knew one way of life and doing things and making the most of the limited technical resources available in Cuba. But Andy and his team pulled it off. Rent had a sold-out run in Havana and marked a potential turning point in U.S.-Cuba relations, and everyone involved in the production, Andy included, left a changed person. All of this was captured on film for the new documentary Revolution Rent, co-directed by Andy and Victor Patrick Alvarez. The doc premieres tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on HBO and HBO Max. And we are so happy to have Andy Senior Jr. with us. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Allison. How are you doing?
I am great. And Victor Patrick Alvarez, who goes by VP, joins us as well. Hi, VP.
Hi, Allison. How are you doing?
I'm great. So, Andy, what did you think when you got the call about directing Rent in Cuba?
The first thought, I was thrilled. You know, it felt like at that particular moment, everything that I had done my whole entire life, it led me to that moment. So I was just like, wow, you know, it's that feeling you get when you have like a deep sense of purpose, mm-hmm. and just life fulfilling. And so, you know, I was immediately thrilled. And then, you know, as it typically happens, the next shoe in the mind drops and I'm like, oh my God, I have to tell my family and this is not going to go well.
For sure. So, you know, Andy, why was Rent selected as the show to put on in Cuba after 50 years?
Rent was selected, it was done by the Ministry of Culture of Cuba and by mm-hmm. Bob Niederlander for Niederlander Worldwide. And, you know, the theater in Havana is incredibly provocative, and you know, it's a place where self-expression is something that's stifled, and mm-hmm. so a lot of the theater artists put a lot of their politics and a lot of their expression into their theater. So when you see theater there, you know, it's incredibly expressed and incredibly you know, as political as it can get. So I think they needed to find a musical that was going to be able to resonate with Cuban audiences and with the kind of material that they're used to seeing. And for musicals, that's, you know, it's hard to find, you know, material that has so much truth and has such a real, you know, response with audiences the way that Rent does.
Phoebe, part of what makes putting on this particular show so meaningful, the history of the persecution against gay Cubans. The BBC reports in the 60s and 70s, many gay Cubans were imprisoned or sent to quote-unquote re-education camps. How did it become a part of the story and what you were documenting? VP?
Yeah. So how did that become part of the story? Okay, I wasn't sure if you were talking to me.
I'm talking to you. How did it influence the story? Or as you started to film this, how did it influence the story and the documentary?
Well, I think for me, like, you know, by being Cuban American, you know, and the Cuban story, it feels like somewhat of an outsider, mm-hmm. you know, by being Cuban American. And I felt like there's a lot of, you know, gays in Cuba, you know, that have been really connected with that outsider feel. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I got there and I started meeting my counterparts, or what I like to say, my brothers and sisters, you know, I felt like I was with my people, with my family. So that's for me as a documentarian, it allowed me to feel comfortable, you know, in this, like, you know, this group of people.
Allison, in the intro, you mentioned, you know, that I went there with a documentary camera crew. That crew is my cell phone and Patrick and a camera.
You know, it's lo-fi. Intent,
it was incredible. You know, the original intent wasn't necessarily, oh, we're going to make this documentary. It was really like, let's take a camera. Let's see what happens when we go there. And mm-hmm. then obviously, you know, just seeing how the show the themes in the show were so close to the characters. So close to the people mm-hmm. That were cast in those roles, and then all the different just events that started happening while we were there just let us know. It's like, oh my God, like this is a documentary. This isn't mm-hmm. just something that we're gonna, you know, take home to, you know, to our family who aren't coming to Cuba.
Yeah, and you know, you led me to my next question, because people in the States have a real nostalgia for Rent, a particular nostalgia for it. But this is these young Cubans that you worked with. What was it about this musical that had meaning in their lives?
Well, you know, when you have someone like, you know, Mario, who plays Mark in the show, and, you know, just a month before starting rehearsals, he gets his HIV diagnosis as positive. And then, you know, he knows... You know, they know a little bit about what Rent is, but not really much. So they, you know, they start singing these lyrics. He starts singing these lyrics and then starts seeing himself reflected mm-hmm. in the material. That, you know, that becomes that transcends into some, you know, a whole other like meta, you know, life imitating art or an art imitating life thing. And for, you know, and not just like, you know, with HIV, like the circumstances that the actors lived in were very much like the circumstances as the characters in Rent. So they were able to really identify and see themselves in the show. And although it's an American musical, you know, what's great about Rent is it deals with themes that are universal and are all around the world.
VP, yeah, this brings me my question for you is, why did you think it was important to spotlight some of these cast members in their homes rather than just their work world and their rehearsal world?
Yeah, you know, Andy really said it, like life imitates art and art imitates life. And, you know, I like to think of the documentary as like a documentary of Jonathan Larson's play, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just, you know, it was kind of funny. I mean, I know it's not funny at all, but, you know, the Cuban spirit, we're always laughing. We're always trying to find the humor and everything. And like, you know, you'll notice in one of the scenes where, you know, the, you know, one of the cast members is like, oh, well, we're out of water, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, it's just like, we're out of electricity. So there was a strong connection and a strong understanding. And I think being Cuban American and being like involved in the research in this conversation, I think it was like, you know, it was bittersweet too. I mean, it's hard to just laugh at this stuff all day, but it's, you know, it's also very difficult to just to deal with it. But, you know, luckily we're all Cuban and, you know, adversity is a huge part of this experience for me personally, you know.
I think also, Allison, like the you know, the as far as like the Cuban culture, and you know, I would say the Latin culture, it's so much happens around our home, and our home, our family is such a huge part of who it is that we are. And in Rent, you know, you have the parents that are calling in and so forth. So it's home and family are huge issues inside the in the film itself. How we look at, you know, where is our home, who is our family. And so I think, you know, definitely important to be able to be at home and to intimately get to know, you know, the actors and their lives.
My guests are Andy Senior Jr. and Victor Patrick Alvarez. We're talking about the documentary Revolution Rent, about bringing rent to Cuba. So, Andy, let's talk about family. Your mom. Wow. She is, in the beginning, first of all, she's lovely. But in the beginning, yeah. she is Not very me. Much opposed. She's mad. She gets mad at your sister, even, for suggesting that you should go do this. What would going to Cuba to do this, what did it represent to her?
I think she was mostly, you know, one, she was afraid that, you know, she knows that I have a big mouth and you know, I'm very expressed. So she's like, you know, very afraid of what's going to happen to him if he goes out there and like he's naive and starts saying things that he shouldn't be saying. But I think that she was mostly afraid that she kind of knew that that there was nothing she was going to say that was really going to make a difference. And I say that because, like, had it been another musical, any other musical, I probably would have been like, you know what, let me really think about this and let me consider this. But because it's Rent, because I know the power and love and the sentiment that is inside what Jonathan Larson wrote, mm-hmm. and what it does for the actors who do it and what it does for the audiences that watch it and what it's done for me in my life, the fact that Jonathan wrote and, you know, spent 7 years writing this musical and the profound impact that it's had on my life and that I've done it all around the world. How am I not going to go do that in Havana, you know, to do that in Cuba? And had it not been me, it would be somebody else. And they may not even get it right. So it's going, you know, I was going to do it. And I think my mom was afraid of, wow, I know he's going to do it. And mm-hmm. there's really nothing I could say about it. So she was kind of, she probably felt cornered.
VP, as the outsider, as not technically part of the family, what did you observe about Andy and his mom? And that struggle's kind of too strong a word, but that push and pull.
Yeah, you know, as someone who's, I've done three projects up to date on the whole Cuban conversation. And when I was sitting down Upper West Side, sitting with Andy, I met him for the first time and he was like so rebellious, like, I'm going to Cuba. I'm going to do this. This is like, I have to do this. And just like that passion, that rigor, you know, that sincerity, it kind of like, he's like, you know, come with me, you know, and with your camera. And I was like, you know, how can I not say no to someone who's like really like aware of the conversation, but is also aware of doing the right thing in the conversation? And I think that was the most inspirational thing that really, really compelled me to go, you know, and it's one of the best choices I've ever made in my life.
You know. Andy, in the documentary we see is you're trying to work with this cast. Some of them have, you know, as you said, the auditions were a little tough. It wasn't necessarily the same talent pool that you would have, say, on the Lower East Side of New York. And you talk about some of the expectations you had for this cast, even though some of these performers don't have a lot of experience and training. You know, as you look back in retrospect, were you right to have those expectations? Did you expect too much? How did you work through that?
I kept on saying that, you know, I was holding them to Broadway standard, and when I cast people in the show, I know that they can do it. I know that they can do it. It's Broadway's just a conversation. It's just really getting out the best of them. And I wasn't going to go in and lower my standards. I was just, I'm going to keep it high and they will expand into it. We will do whatever is necessary to make sure that we give them the space to be as great as they can be and as they want to be. And I think that, you know, they definitely, you know, some of them really were able to reach it, mm-hmm. such to the point that one of the cast members, when she came to the United States, I cast her in the other show that I was doing, On Your Feet, the Gloria Estefan musical, in the National Touring Company, and she had never done a musical before. So I think that having that expectation, it had them really rise up, and then, you know, Claudia now has a professional career in the Broadway world.
VP, in the film, there's a sort of very moment of tension when Andy is getting frustrated and the creative team is getting frustrated with some of the actors' sort of lack of investment, I guess is a way to put it, in getting to rehearsal or showing up or giving it their all, or they give it what they want to in the moment. Looking back in that moment, what was going on? What explained that kind of behavior, VP?
Oh, I mean, that's something that we you know, definitely need to look further within them. But mm-hmm. from my perspective, it was you know, that lack of what's next, you know, because in Cuba there isn't that what's next question is very hard to answer. Mm-hmm. And so you see all of these talented and like incredibly dedicated up until like that point where they're just questioning everything. And you know, I thought it was brilliant how Andy, you know, kind of, you know, used the power of Rent and reconnected the family, you know, in that moment. And they it was like, you know, for me, like deep down inside, that's how, like, with the Cuban and the Cuban American conversation, I look at that moment as what's going on politically and with our broken family. And so that moment, when I was filming it, it became like this, like, whoa, it became this microcosm of the macrocosm of who we need to be in order to get that show up. And whatever that show looks like, you know, well, I don't, you know, we still got to discover what it is. Or this movie is an example of what it looks like and the possibilities that we create when we not make it about ourselves.
Andy,
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, Andy, what was going on in that moment, as you look back on it, that sense of a lack of investment? I'm not saying it wasn't, but that sense that people weren't really showing up for each other.
You know, it's really hard for them to be invested in that such a long and rigorous rehearsal process when they haven't had a breakfast that is adequate and sufficient to fuel them for it. You know, like Pat was talking, VP was talking about, oh, what's next? But it's hard to look at what's next when what they're presently dealing with disempowers them. And just the daily struggle of just getting to the rehearsal, the different buses that they have to take and not having had the right meal and, you know, and then arriving at rehearsal, and then, you know, Rent is incredibly rigorous, mm-hmm. incredibly rigorous. And so, you know, and demanding. And, you know, I think it was a real hard reach for them to be able to pull it off.
My guests are Andy Senior Jr. and Victor Patrick Alvarez. We're talking about the documentary Revolution Rent, about putting on the Broadway musical Rent in Havana, Cuba. So, Andy, what ways did you alter the show to make it feel more Cuban or make it feel more authentic for this group of actors and performers in this moment?
I didn't alter the show in any way outwardly, right? It was just, I wanted to make sure that when we were doing Jonathan Larson's work, it was Rent as it was. But I did have to shift a lot of meaning internally with the actors, substitution work in order for them to be able to understand. So when you're looking at a song like, you know, you're what you own, Living in America, you know, they've never been to America. Most of them had never traveled out of the country before. I had to find ways, inventive ways, for them to be able to understand the material, to be able to personalize it in a way that, mm-hmm. to make sure that those words that they were singing were coming from their experiences and their knowledge versus something that they were just memorizing and pretending to understand.
VP, when you were thinking about, when you were watching the set designers trying to do what they need to do, and because the resources are limited in Cuba. I remember I went to Cuba like 20 years ago, and it's just amazing what people can do with what they have and how so much ingenuity is going on there.
It's what Jonathan Larson said. Like, it's like in La Vie Boheme, he says, making something out of nothing.
Exactly. What was something, VP, you saw that you were like, oh man, that's genius? That's a genius workaround.
Man, I think it was just like, I think it was more, I was more mesmerized by, you know, them using these tools that were from the 70s, you know, it really created a perspective on like time, you know, and how time is almost irrelevant when you're, you know, trying to create something. You know, to be honest, I there were moments I was like, this is never, I was like, man, this documentary is going to be amazing. It's never going to get done, you know? And it was the magic that, wow, they showed up. They like worked till 3 a.m. and, you know, they sat in the theater. They made sure it worked. And, you know, and those were kind of my breathing moments. You know, I got to break from the cast and hang out with the crew and get to know them. And that was like, I really enjoyed that. You know, it was like, just tradesmen and just like, you know, construction workers. It's pretty, I mean, it was pretty awesome. It was, you know, that's where it reminded me of like my uncles and that type of energy that was like, wow, this is really cool. You know, but I never thought it was going to happen.
I saw an old guy make like a Weber grill out of a lawn chair. And he took the seat out, and then he put wire in it, and then charcoals in it. It was awesome.
Wow.
It was such a cool grandpa. I don't want to give away too much about the end of the film. There's just heartwarming moments. There's some very sad moments we learn. But it really is not only a film about creativity, Andy. It's a film about family.
Yeah.
Do you feel like these people, these actors, are still part of your extended family?
They absolutely are. They call me all the time, not only the ones in the United States, but also the ones that are in Cuba. You know, it's a very tough time there right now. It's worse there than it's been in a very long time. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, very comparable to what was going on in the 90s. And I spend time speaking to them. I'm still speaking with one of the producers there, trying to see like what we can still create when the policies change, so I can continue doing some work with them. But we really did create a real bond and a real sense of family. As it happens a lot in theater, that's just like one of the wonderful things of theater. You come together and it's this intense period. And you walk away with a real bond. But in this production, you know, it took on a whole different level and a whole different meaning. Again, like you said, I don't want to give away what mm-hmm. happens at the end. Mm-hmm. But you know, my family and their families are I think that's a tie for life. And the way that they feel about my mom, you know, the love mm-hmm. that they feel for my mother is real, and that's all I will say.
The name of the documentary is Revolution Rent. It premieres on HBO and HBO Max tomorrow night at 9 p.m. I've been speaking with its directors, Andy Senior Jr. and Victor Patrick Alvarez. Congratulations on the film.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for having us here.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.